This is Follow Spot, San Diego Theater Scene's bi-weekly podcast focused on the people who make theater in San Diego County, with news, views, and conversation to inform you of what's happening in San Diego's exciting theater community.
Hi, this is Kelly Lepchinski with the San Diego Theater Scene Follow Spot podcast. Dale Morris is in rehearsal this week for an upcoming show at Signet Theater called The Receptionist, so he can't be with us today. But I am here with co-host and engineer Michael Thomas Tower, and we have some wonderful guests lined up for this week. Actor-director Scott Striegel and the lovely Robin Crist, who's been getting some great reviews for her current work in the theatering production of Helen. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been about 2 weeks since we last got together to record one of these.
That's right.
You seen any interesting productions while we were off?
I have been so busy getting stuff up that I've hardly had time to get out to see anything, but I did go to see Stone Soup production of Tick, Tick, Boom.
I'm hearing good things about that.
It's marvelous. This is a revival of it, so to speak. They did it a few months ago. It was so successful, they wanted to bring it back. It's directed by Lindsay Gearhart, who will be directing Backwater Blues for the Q Place Festival at Compass Theater, which opens in October. It's a great production at 10th Avenue Theater, downtown Broadway, on Broadway, near Broadway, on 10th Street. I think I said 10th Avenue. It's 10th Street, 930 10th Street, as a matter of fact. Wonderful production. If you get a chance, see it. It's really great. You can especially appreciate it if you know Rent, and almost everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that this would hold up without Rent.
Oh, really?
Because knowing Rent gives so much more to this story, Rent and...
Is there a connection between the two scripts?
This is, in a sense, yes. It's very autobiographical. It's Jonathan Larson's lament at not being able to get things produced.
So it's the same person who put Rent up then, or wrote Rent?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. This was written before he wrote Rent. And then, of course, Jonathan Larson died the day before Rent opened off Broadway. Well, then it was after Rent became such a success that Tick, Tick, Boom was put on the market. So it really fits in very nicely, and it kind of goes with it. It's wonderful. The music is great. The performances are great. It's only three people, but they play, a couple of dozen characters, and it's just marvelously done. So very much worth getting out to see.
That's good news, and I think Rob has actually covered that show as well in his column at the San Diego Theater Scene.com or DaleMorris.net. So you can read more about that one online at Rob's column on the San Diego Theater Scene page. We've got some other exciting things coming up for Compass Theater. In the next few weeks, we've got the Frankenfunder coming up at Mission Bay on August 2nd.
Well, that's not exactly our performance, but it's
going to
be
but it's
fun.
An exciting thing coming
yes,
up.
Is.
We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and fun for everybody right out there on the bay, and hopefully the announcement of our new season. I believe that's on the schedule for the event this coming week.
I've heard enough about that to know it's pretty exciting. There's some really good things planned.
I know, and we can't talk about it because we're going to announce it
really?
At Mission Bay.
Really? I want to say it now. I want to tell it now.
Some other fun things coming up we've got as well. San Diego Pride is coming up. In fact, as we're recording, it's this weekend coming up on the 19th and 20th. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Pride and we're going to have a
19th,
booth.
I believe, on Saturday.
Right. And we'll have a booth out there. Is that Balboa Park?
Balboa Park. It's the Compass Theater booth, but primarily we will be telling people about the Q-Play series that starts in September.
And that's five shows that run one right after the other from September all the way into June, correct?
Yes.
On the Adventure Stage.
Yes, right.
So, and one of those is your own, the Backwater Blues, mentioned earlier.
Musical I've been collaborating on with my friend David Newcomer for about 5 years now.
And Dale's got one in there too, doesn't he? Under his writing name.
Yes.
So Ira Bateman Gold has a show in the Q-Place.
I don't know if we're supposed to tell that now, but now that's out, isn't it?
Well, he won the Pathé Award, so his pseudonym revealed. So while all those events are going on, of course, our Resilience of the Spirit Festival continues at Compass Theater, and that's going on until August 3rd, and we've got some interesting news on that, because Alice Cash, our teen reviewer for San Diego Theater Scene, has been pre-selling her show so well that they've had to add dates for her.
That's wonderful.
And they've got a $10 preview coming up on July 30th, that's the final dress tech rehearsal, and then she's now opening on July 31st.
That's great. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful show.
Paradise, directed by Alice Cash. Absolutely come out and see it.
Right.
All right. Well, we've got some wonderful guests scheduled for you today. We will be back after a short break with our first guest, actor-director Scott Striegel. Our first guest today is actor-director Scott Striegel. Scott appeared as Bertie Bowers in the Inukshuk production of Terra Nova at Sixth at Penn right before the name change to Compass Theater, and he's appeared with Vox Nova at the San Diego Rep. But his long list of credits include stages in Florida and New York. So, Scott, tell us a little bit about how you ended up here in San Diego.
I knew you were going to ask that question. I went to high school in San Diego.
Did you?
My father was in the military, and when I graduated, I left. I went to New York City to study at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, and I graduated from there. And I stayed there for about 13 years, and then I went where the work was, which was Florida. I was there for about 18 months, and worked steadily. It was a great time. I got to play a lot of roles that I wouldn't necessarily get to play in a larger market.
Right.
And then, you know, I'd been traveling and doing tours and going back and forth to the West Coast from New York, and I just wanted to put my feet down. And my family is here, and I remember when I grew up here that the theater community, even at that time, was so rich and wonderful that I thought that this would be a good place for me to sort of finally put my feet down, as I said.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and that's why I'm here.
I've heard a lot of actors have found the work in Florida. It's amazing how that's a really strong place to go to. And you did some dinner theater work there,
did
you?
I did. My first ever, actually, there. And I'll never forget it because it was the first and only time I ever missed an entrance in my life, my career as an actor. And it's because I got lost in the kitchen.
Oh, no!
Trying to find my way to stage left. So that's my dinner theater.
Yes,
right.
Yes. In the buffet.
Yes.
Turn by the salad bar and take a ride at the buffet,
yeah.
And there you are.
I suppose there's all levels of dinner theater. I mean, you know, Burt Reynolds has made his name down there. This was a pretty good quality one, but that wasn't the only theater I did. I worked with Seaside Music Theater in Daytona, and they've just built a multi-million-dollar complex right on the beach in Daytona. I worked in Orlando a little bit, and also in Fort Myers. They have a theater there as well.
Yeah, so. And dinner theater is one of those interesting breeds of theater, I suppose, that has more than one connotation. I came from one in Nashville myself, and it was a situation of professional theater where you sat down, you had your dinner first, then all of that went away, yeah. And then there came on a very professional show. I also did, through the Opryland Gaylord Resort, something called Mystery.comedy, which was the interactive dinner theater where they have a course, then you present a mystery to them, they have another course trying to figure it out. So it's one of those things that's very interesting. Have you done dinner theater? Well, which kind have you done?
You know, the population in Florida swells tremendously in the winter, and so you really have this audience there that is dying to go out and do something because they're snowbirds. They fly south out of their Minnesota and Ohio and New York sometimes, and are looking for things to do, you know, day and night. They go
and
to the beach.
And it's one-stop shopping.
Yeah,
you know,
it really is.
Now, you are currently appearing at Compass Theater. Mm-hmm. You're in the 20-year package. And on your website, I love this, scottstriegel.com. And I hope I'm saying your name right.
It's correct.
Okay,
yep.
Good. You say that in the future, childbirth is easy, but choosing the right pre-programming for the first 20 years of your child's life is hard. I've seen this a few times now. It's a hilarious show. You and your stage wife, Amanda Cooley Davis, you set up that 50s television style. It's just beautifully done, beautifully directed. And then there's Tom Hall as the doctor / programmer who just absolutely pulls off that television commercial toothpaste gleaming smile. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How has that show been for you?
It's been a great project. Matt Thompson approached me to direct it, actually, and I was already directing another show in the festival. And I said, well, I don't want to direct it, but I'd like to be in it. So I contacted Chris Berger, who assistant directed Terra Nova.
Oh.
And he read it and he loved it. And, you know, it was such a wonderful collaboration, this whole project working on the 20-year package, because on its face, it reads sort of like making me a modern sitcom. Mm-hmm. But Chris's take on it is that it's in the future. So since we don't really know what the future is like, we could do anything we want. And I think he's done a masterful job. His idea is that he sees these people as being, they appear to be so perfect. And, you know, in that light, he said, I see them really as Ward and June Cleaver.
Right.
So the three actors and he and all collaborated. And we sort of came up with an amalgamation of, it's really more, Amanda Cooley Davis and I really more think it's like 1962. The Dick York Bewitched sort of approach, and, you know, Dr. Ogg.
I was thinking Dick Van Dyke for some of the little moments you have in that show.
Yeah, and Tom Hall, such a wonderful actor, playing that that odd guest star that, you know, would often appear as the uncle of Samantha right. Stevens. So it's been great. You know, I mean, everything has to be grounded in truth, I think, as an actor. But when you can really, well, for lack of a better word, really mug and work a joke like that, it's just a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's a great show to see. And you mentioned also that you were directing another show in the festival, and that one is Superhero. That's another very enjoyable show in the Resilience Fest. It's got two lovely actors in that, Kate Hewitt and Dwayne Leak, both of whom I've worked with before. Mm-hmm. And the first time I saw this one, I actually saw it on a night that it was subbing for one of the shows in the same night as the 20-year package. They played back-to-back. They played beautifully back-to-back. Mm-hmm. It's another fun and funny script. It's got, in fact, I was going to mention this with the 20-year package, it's got some very intriguing set pieces as well. And if I understand correctly, both those shows, there's a connection between the set pieces in both of those shows,
there
is there not?
Yeah. My life partner, Michael McKeon, is an artist, a photographer and a painter and a sculptor, and has always had an interest in scenic design. And so I hired him to work for me. And Chris Berger from 20 Year Package did too. And I think he's done a really terrific job.
He has.
Again, it's a really delightful piece. Mark Harvey Levine, who wrote the play, specializes. He's made a career out of writing 10-minute plays.
Oh, wow.
He's written a whole slew of them. I can't even tell you how many, but... You know, in this play, when the actress, I met Kate when she was performing in Corpus Christi at the Diversionary, mm-hmm. and I thought she'd be terrific. And fortunately, she had someone that she wanted to work with, so that portion of my director-producer job was made easy.
Oh, you love that.
They came as a package deal, and they're just really wonderful to work with. Dwayne asked me during the first audition, actually, he said, I'll never forget, he said, what direction are you taking this? And I said, well, what do you mean? As a good director, to set aside, what do you mean?
Right.
And he said, well, you know, it has the potential to be sort of cliche. And, you know, like this character's nerdy. He could have the tape on his glasses and the pocket protector. And I said, oh, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. These are real people. These mm-hmm. are lonely people who really depend on each other for a lot of their, you know, the joy in their life. And so that was that working relationship. And then Michael took the idea of the symbolism of the loneliness and the transfer of the power being in the uniform of the superhero and took his palette of the set down to a sort of a very plain gray, and the characters are the color, and I think he's done a wonderful job.
Absolutely. I think it's interesting, too, you've got Dwayne in almost all primary, but the cape being the tertiary color, where Kate is in all the other tertiary colors, so when the transfer of power happens, she's got the purple, the orange, and the green. She's mm-hmm. got the full package of power right there.
And Michael is, you know, he's an artist, a very talented artist, and he does a lot of design for brochures. So he knows his color stories, I'll tell you that. He really knows his color stories, and I think he's done a terrific job.
I think so, too. I'm particularly, because they are basically black box productions. You've mm-hmm. got a few little set pieces out there, but you couldn't do much. And I think one set piece in particular that stood out for me was the window unit. I just absolutely love it. He's got a little window hovering over a counter with draperies on either side. It's very suggestive, and yet it doesn't have a large footprint for the stage.
Yeah, and that was a challenge. You know, we were told we were to be using chairs and cubes, and Michael said, oh, no, that will not do. So he said, I will design something that's simple, light, and easily stored. And it's fascinating. Everything that you see stores down flat. The card table folds flat.
Mm-hmm.
The counter of the kitchen is actually an
ironing board. I figured that out the last time I saw the show. I thought that was so clever.
Hidden, you know, it's draped and hidden in such a way. And yeah, I think you're right. And interestingly enough, the window was almost cut because we thought we didn't know if we'd have enough help to move it all out. But I'm glad I agree with you that it is her apartment. And I think that you needed just a few things to suggest that. And I think he did a great job.
I think that is a great. And he did the photography as well, which is stunning.
Yeah,
we've put his photography up on the compasstheater.blogspot.com, and for all of the Resilience Festival, he's put his photography on there. It's really good stuff, really good stuff. In fact, I've approached him about a festival I'm mounting again next year to do our photography for that.
Well, with plays that good, I think we should mention who the writers are.
Well, Mark Harvey Levine wrote Superhero, and unfortunately, I don't know the name of the author.
The 20-year package. I don't off the top of my head either.
Oh, maybe we can find it before the program's over.
you can find out
writer,
on CompassTheater.com.
I always want to give the writer's credit.
Absolutely. So. Well, we definitely have mentioned the writer of Superhero, and you can find out the writer of the 20-year package on either CompassTheater.com or CompassTheater.blogspot.com, where you can also see photographs from the production. Superhero and the 20-year package played during the Resilience of the Spirit Festival at Compass Theater through the end of July. You can check the website for exact dates and times, again, at CompassTheater.com. Thank you, Scott, for being with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Okay, we took just a little break, and Scott was about to leave when he got started talking about something, and I said, hey, wait a minute, we've got to get this down because it sounds worth recording for the sake of history. Scott was telling us about the first time that he ever directed.
Yeah.
So tell us the stories.
Well, they were asking if I had a lot of directing experience, and this is only the second play I've directed. The first play I ever directed was it was a children's theater production, and it was a good quality, nice production values, and a new young upstart composer. He did a great job, and I wanted to think, I didn't want to talk down to the children. I wanted it to be entertaining and exciting and mysterious, and so my concept around the bean sprouting and growing up into the heavens is I sort of interpolated this Brazilian fertility dance around that. And the story is that...
And every child's going to understand that.
My producers of the theater, when they saw her, they said, what is that? And I said, it's a fertility dance. And they said, oh, no, we can't have that. Now, mind you, it was nothing suggestive in terms of, sexuality or anything. It was just some indigenous Brazilian dance.
If you could just call it something else, it would have been
Yeah.
Okay.
So the good news is that it was, for the children, the most amazing part of the show. It was that was the part they always talked about. They liked that part most. And
it's the Brazilian beanstalk dance. What, you don't recognize it?
And how do you, I experimented with a lot of different forms. How do you make a beanstalk look enormous on a stage that's 10 foot by 10 foot square? And so I used a miniature stalk and puppets climbing while the characters spoke the voices of the puppets. So that was my first job as a director.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
But the Brazilian fertility dance.
Okay, I just wanted the story of the Brazilian.
Well, I think that this is definitely the kind of idea we need to keep in mind. So I think you'll be getting some calls for direction sometime in the near future.
You never know when you're going to need a fertility dance.
That's right.
Okay, thanks again, Scott.
My pleasure.
I know what you're thinking. Resilience of the spirit. Oh my God, that is so depressing. I don't want to see that. You're thinking it's all mine disasters and women being raped. Well, think again. In the 20-year package, a comedy, one set of parents is picking out all the options and extras on their new luxury child. In Superhero, two milquetoast misfits determine that they must have strength beyond measure to be so reviled. It's hilarious! And His Last Fight by local author Jackie Goldfinger sends young boxers into the ring full of piss and vinegar. Check out the Compass Theater blog at compasstheater.blogspot.com for pictures and details. Our next guest is a fan favorite with San Diego audiences and someone I have had the privilege to work on stage with myself in Anton and Show Business, the lovely Robin Crist.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Robin is appearing in the current Theater Inc. production of Helen and is preparing to reopen the New Village Arts production of Sailor's Song. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kelly. Nice to be here.
I'm so glad you were able to make it. The first thing I want to ask you about is Helen. Now, Theater Inc. is in its first season. This is maybe its third show of the first season.
Yes, yes. And they did Aristophanes the Frogs, and they did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest this season, and we're their Helen is their third show.
Is that the one that lost a space and had to eventually go to the Twigs Coffee House? Are you aware?
Yes, I believe that they did, and this particular production will be at the Swedenborg Hall, which is on Campus Avenue in Hillcrest. But opening in September, the Country Wife will be their first show in their new home. which is called the Theater Playhouse, and it's on the corner of 9th and C downtown, and they're very, very excited to have this space. They're going to be renovating. They have beautiful new seats, and the whole thing is just really exciting.
Any theater company that lands a space in San Diego is going to be very, very happy to have it.
Absolutely.
Now, they pride themselves as the only theater devoted to development of the classics, so Cuckoo's Nest, and this Euripides Helen. You're doing that show under the direction of Douglas Leigh, who's also appearing in the show as Menelaus, I understand. So how is that collaboration for you?
Oh, it's wonderful. I have complete faith in Doug. He's a wonderful, wonderful actor and a terrific director, and we're just having a blast together. We have some wonderful chemistry going, and that's always nice as an actor, you know.
Right.
And the show is growing as we perform it. So it's been, it was a kind of a last-minute shift of cast there. So as we know, that happens
that
in theater
happens.
A lot. Mm-hmm. So we kind of had to do a little pushing there at the end, but... It's all come together just like they always do.
Well, good. And this isn't your first foray into the Greek plays
by any means.
Is it?
No. I have only worked on Marianne MacDonald's translations, but I've been fortunate enough to do the role of Hecuba in Hecuba, which was a very harrowing piece to do as an actor. I was also in Iphigenia at Aulis. And Oedipus at Colonus.
Oh, wow. So good.
I had a little bit of Greek under my belt.
Now, I want to ask you something, because I have worked with you. I was trying to prepare for this interview, and I was doing a little Google search of you.
Yes.
And the only resume...
I hope you only found good things. We all know the internet.
I did. Well, this is true. I didn't find anything bad about you, but good. I did find outdated information about you. In fact, I was surprised to find a list almost as long as my arm of the places where... You have worked, which, starting in the community theaters, all the way from Onstage Playhouse, all the way up to PowPack.
Yes.
In the last several years, though, you've carved out quite an acting career at places like Compass Theater, at Diversionary, at Signet, at Ion. I think Signet Theater's Bug, and Ion Theater's Punks come to mind. So you've come a long way in a relatively short time from what it seems, looking you up on the internet. What was the turning point for your career in San Diego, would you say?
Well, actually, the turning point was when I was dropped by a partner. I was a ballet dancer. I was dropped by a partner in rehearsal for the Nutcracker and shattered my foot.
Ooh.
And had to have surgery, and was told by the doctor that I could not dance on point ever again. And that kind of got me shifting around and trying to think about how I would like to use my creativity. And my brother, who is currently in the cast of The Pleasure of His Company, which will be opening tomorrow at the Globe, is a well-known actor. He's done a lot of movies, television, Broadway, regional
theater.
We have
an inside joke here. His name's not by any chance Jesus.
No, because his last name isn't Christ. His name is Jim Abley. No. No children with J names.
Okay.
I could go into a story about that one, but I won't. He and I had worked together as kids, and I'd remembered how much I'd loved the theater. So I was up at Grossmont one day, and I walked past the theater department, and Martin Katz, who is well known in this town and a beloved teacher up at Grossmont at that time, invited me into a class, and I fell in love. And as I always tell people, I kind of grew up in public. I I just learned as I went. I went on to San Diego State to train with Dr. Mac Owen, a wonderful, wonderful teacher up there who some San Diegans may remember. He has since passed away. So, yeah, I've just, I think it's because I just love it so much that people they have to cast me because I just keep showing up at their auditions.
And you're very good.
Well,
you
thank
do
you
still
very much.
Dance, though.
I have, well, since last year, as I was invited by Christiane Kerner to do the choreography and perform in Sailor Song.
Oh, yes, we wanted to get to that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I decided that it was time to get myself back in shape because I immediately responded and said, of course I want to work with New Village Arts, and then realized that I hadn't danced in 12 years. So
wow.
I got myself back into class, and, you know, it all comes back. It's like riding a bicycle.
Well, and you choreographed Sailor Song.
Yes,
too, right?
Yes, I did.
In fact, she won a Critics Circle Award for choreographing that show.
And I saw that when it was up the first time, and it was wonderful.
Oh, wow, we're very
just
excited.
Just one of the most enchanting performances I've ever seen.
I have to mention that my collaborator on that project was Kathy Myers. She also won the Circles Award. She choreographed my solo, because it's very difficult for a dancer to invent on their own body, although I am doing a little more variation this time on my solo on my own, and I will be teaching a new partner. I will have a new husband, Manny Fernandez, and we're going to be meeting tonight for the first time.
Lovely.
So I will be teaching him Doran Elias's role. And the role of Rich, which was Manny's role last season, will be played by Joshua Everett Johnson.
So. Okay, well, I actually did want to ask you about that, because when this show was staged in 2007, to my understanding, it was staged in the warehouse of the corporate offices of Jazzercise in Carlsbad.
Yes.
Now New Village Arts is bringing it back in their lovely new space at the Carlsbad Village. It's opening on August 2nd, and you, along with Amanda Morrow and Amanda Sitton, are reprising the roles that you had in that production. But not everybody was able to come back or to come back into the same role. So how has that new location and how has that cast change changed the show that's coming back?
Well, I will find out tonight. I have my first meeting with my dancers tonight. We're very excited about it. The space is similar. We will have the same set. I think we'll have a little bit more width on the stage so we can make the waltzes a little bigger and a little more passionate.
And they can row the boat a little farther.
Yes, they can probably make their circle in the boat a little easier. I'm expecting it to come together very quickly and easily, and it's a lovely, lovely story. It's such a pleasure for me to be able to dance again. I do not speak a word, which is kind of a blessing since Helen, because I had to memorize about 80 pages of Greek dialogue, and I don't think I could hold two plays in my head. But we're quite anxious to get this one up again.
For those who haven't seen it, Michael obviously has, but for those who haven't,
and I'm going to see it again.
Oh, good.
Oh, wonderful.
That's already
good.
A ringing
Please.
Endorsement.
Please.
So, obviously, we've talked a lot about the dance, about the choreography, about your winning for the choreography, but this isn't a musical. This is a play that just intermittently bursts into musical mode. Is there also singing, or is it just dancing?
No, there's no singing, and it is not what you would call in the style of a musical. It's beautifully written by John Patrick Shanley. In a very gritty, realistic way, as anyone who's familiar with his work would know, he wrote Moonstruck.
Mm-hmm.
These are East Coast hardened people who, when they are unable to express their emotions, break into waltz. And it's
very beautiful.
Well integrated into the script. It's not like, okay, here comes the music, and now we're going to have a dance interlude.
I've never seen anything quite like it that incorporates...
The only way to express the unspoken? Is that sort of what
yes,
that...
Yes, and the same thing it would be in a musical. Someone would burst into song in a good musical. In this play, the music will swell, and they will just...
But it's so subtle. It's not like, oh, here comes the big number or something like that. It's just they naturally move into movement.
Well, this sounds like one I'm going to have to see.
Something they wouldn't be able to express otherwise.
Right.
It's wonderful.
It sounds it. Well, Robin Christ is now appearing at the Theatre, Inc. in the Theatre, Inc. production of Helen, running through July 27th at Swedenborg Hall.
That is correct.
And for tickets to that production, you can call 619-216-3016, or you can log on to the Theatre, Inc. Try that again. You can log on to thetheaterinc.com. Sailor Song opens August 2nd at New Village Arts. You can call them at 760-433-3245, or you can log on to newvillagearts.org.
And when you talk about Theater Inc., that's I-N-C, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And
correct.
Theater.
Correct. Yeah.
Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E-I-N-C.
Oh, yeah.
TheTheaterInc.com. Robin, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me, both of you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll see you again soon on stage.
Well, I hope so. Thank you.
Here's a look at what's happening at theaters across town. Theater Inc. presents Helen at Swedenborg Hall through July 27th. North Coast Rep presents Madagascar in Solana Beach until August 3rd. Ion Theater presents A Streetcar Named Desire at The Lab at Academy of Performing Arts in Grantville through August 10th. Diversionary Theater presents Yank, a new World War II buddy musical through August 17th on Park Boulevard. Stone Soup Theater Company presents Tick, Tick, Boom at the 10th Avenue Theater downtown through August 17th. Vanguard Theater presents Annie Get Your Gun through July 27th. Patio Playhouse presents the Farmdale Avenue Housing Estate Townswoman's Guild Dramatic Society's production of Macbeth in Escondido through August 3rd. Onstage Playhouse presents Chivalry in Chula Vista through August 9th. POWPAC presents No Sex Please, We're British at its theater in Poway through August 10th. And the Resilience of the Spirit Festival, 14 plays celebrating the human spirit, continues at Compass Theater through August 3rd. That's a look at what's happening. For San Diego Theater Scene, I'm Kelly Lepchinski.
We're back, guys.
We are back. San Diego Theater Scene, Follow Spot Podcast. Thanks for being with us today. Well, let's take a look at what's going on around town. We've got a couple of shows. We talked about a couple of them today. Theater Inc.'s production of Helen going on at Swedenborg Hall. That's got a few more days left on it till, I think, what was it, July 27th? That's still going on. And then, of course,
that's
Robin.
That's a translation of Euripides by Marianne MacDonald, right?
Another translator on that piece whose name I don't happen to remember, but wait, here it is, J. Michael Walton.
Oh, okay.
I do happen to have that with me.
J. Michael Walton and Marianne MacDonald, okay.
And, of course, the Resilience of the Spirit Festival continues at Compass Theater.
And I'm holding a card here from Yank, a new musical, it says, at Diversionary Theater. I've heard this is very good.
Have you had
a chance to get over, yes. I got an email from somebody who's not connected with the show the other day and said it's a must-see.
You've got to go see it. And that one's tying into the San Diego Pride, I believe, as well. That one's got
going on the same time, so I'm sure there's some connection there. But I think it's definitely worth seeing. Also have a card here for Streetcar Named Desire that Ion Theater is putting on. Anything Ion does is worth seeing.
And really Monique Gaffney, I believe, is in that production.
Yes,
is she
this
not?
Is... is it an all-black cast?
I don't believe so. But I'm off the top of my head, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, who's in the cast?
Not the same color as Monique Gaffney.
So who is appearing in that production?
Well, okay, Monique Gaffney, Matt Scott, Sarah Beth Morgan, Brian Mackey, Morgan Trant, Rich Carrillo, B.B. Black, I just worked with her recently in Proof, Colin Simon, and Kevin Kopman-Goo.
Oh!
So, yeah, it's a very interesting cast.
A lot of Ion resident artists in that, Matt Scott and Sarah Beth
and
Morgan.
Well, it's just opened as we're doing this. It opened a couple of days before we're doing this podcast, so I haven't heard yet any reports on it at all.
But Monique Gaffney just had a really good write-up, I think, on the San Diego Theater Scene, in fact. She may have been the actor in the spotlight recently. So,
Well, there are good actors there that always do good work, and Ion always does good work, so that's got to be worth seeing. And they are doing that, I suppose, at their same space, 4580B, Alvarado Canyon Road, IonTheater.com.
IonTheater.com. Yep, and they've got a promotion, and I don't remember the exact price of the promotion, but I'm sure you can find out on IonTheater.com that if you take the trolley or the streetcar to Streetcar, you actually get a discount on your ticket.
They always come up with the neatest thing. You got a dollar off on your ticket.
There you go.
If you do that. Worth seeing.
And then around some of the community theaters, No Sex Please, We're British. I believe that has already opened. In fact, it has. It opened July 11th. It runs through August 10th. That's at Pow Pack Theater, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2. That was directed by Raylene J. Wall. And I had the joy of working with Raylene before. In fact, we did an improv comedy show together at one point. So that was lots of fun. Tickets for that are $15 general admission, and then there are a number of other price distinctions there as well. They've also got some interesting things coming up at Pow Pack that have nothing to do with this show of their season. They've got an old-time melodrama coming up, the auditions for that, July 28th and 29th. It's one of those, you know, boo the villain and hooray for
rid of your Rotten Tomatoes so you can...
Absolutely. A snidely whiplash type of production. And then they've also got a Reader's Theater series. They're really starting to do some interesting things out there in Pow Pack. One night only, that's on August 3rd. They're going to be reading Miss Witherspoon by Christopher Durang. And then roughly the same production dates, although I don't happen to have this one in front of me. Onstage Theater is doing the production of Chivalry.
Oh, yes.
And
that's just opened, hasn't it?
I think so. I think they were roughly the same dates as No Sex, Please, We're British. So about July 11th through about July 10th, the dates wiggled room one way.
We haven't had a chance to hear anything about yet. Mm-hmm.
But Kaylee Kirk, who was in the New Perspective Festival, she was in One Night Stand, makes another appearance at Onstage in the role of the belly dancer in that. So there's a very attractive picture of her on the San Diego Theater Scene website in her belly dancing outfit. So there's good expectations for that show as well.
You mentioned that you're going to be producing for Scripps Ranch Theater.
I am, in fact. Coming up, the next production from the time of this recording will actually be The Dining Room. They've already held auditions for that. They're in rehearsals for that and getting ready to open. I'm not exactly sure when the Dining Room opens. I do know that The Last Night of Ballyhoo opens on November 6th. Now, they're trying to get a jump on the auditions for this show. So they'll be auditioning on August 4th at the Actors Alliance Space at NTC. That'll be from 7 to 10. Callbacks will be a week later on August 11th. That will actually be on the Alliant International University campus at Green Hall. And then they won't start rehearsals until early October. But they want to go ahead and get a jump on getting the casting. It's a period piece. The Last Night of Ballyhoo is... Atlanta in 1939. So early casting really helps with getting the period costumes, getting some of the production things in order and in ducks in a row.
Got your speech coach lined up for that Southern.
No, hadn't actually thought of that yet. But you know, the funny thing is, if you ask people to do a Southern accent, Atlanta is the one that they almost always revert to, even if it's not appropriate. If they're trying to do Tennessee, if they're trying to do Texas, Atlanta seems to be the one that happens. So I'm not really too afraid of having incorrect accents for The Last Night of Ballyhoo, but it's a really good script.
People should know that Kelly is from that part of the country, so she knows. She knows.
That's right. You hear the hot Atlanta, and you're going, wait a minute, aren't they in Texas? Never mind. In fact, I heard a New Orleans. I think I saw another version of Streetcar Named Desire and heard the Atlanta accent. I went, no. So it seems to be the default. I'm not too worried about that. But yeah, that's coming up. And Tim Irving will be directing that. And we'll be looking for technical people. I mean, I would love to hear from an available stage manager. There are gas stipends available at Scripps Ranch for both the actors and the tech people. So, you know, if I'm looking for a stage manager, I'll be looking for a lighting operator, a sound operator, maybe even a I think they've got their designers already, the light designings and sound design, but I'd love to hear from people. PerspectiveFest@gmail.com is the email I'm using most frequently for producing. So, absolutely, I'd love to hear from you if you've got some technical ability and want to work.
Touch.
Yeah, it's a great show. It's a really great show. Jill Drexler is already precast in the role of Boo Levy. And the role of Adolf, I believe, is the father's name. Well, that's incorrect. He's not technically the father, but the role of Adolf has also been precast. And unfortunately, I have not been privy yet as to who's got that role, but hearing good things, so that'll be fun.
Got to get out and see it. I've never seen it.
And, you know, I think also Jeff Bushnell at the North Park Vaudeville and Candy Shop is probably still looking for directors for their 6th annual North Park Playwrights Festival.
I think they are. The directors are, you know, the directors that are coming in are in the process of reading scripts.
Mm-hmm.
and doing their selections, but the last I heard, they were still needing directors.
Because I think they hold their auditions in early August, so there's still an opportunity to get in there and read some scripts if you'd like to, particularly if you're a first-time director. It's a great place to get your foot wet. There's not a lot of requirements. You don't have to come up with a whole set and a whole costume department. You get to just figure out how to schedule your actors, how to deal with the personalities. It's a great place to start or to keep going if you just don't want the really big commitment
of
somewhere else.
That's the fun thing about working there. People of all different levels. Mm-hmm. And these are 10-minute plays, maybe run over a minute or two than that, but short plays that you can just have a lot of fun with, and it's a great place to do that kind of thing for actors and directors.
It is. So if you're interested in stopping by and reading some scripts, you might want to call ahead. You can call Jeff and Summer at 619-647-4958. Well, I think we've covered just about everything happening in San Diego today.
Not even touched.
I know that we mentioned last week there was something like 30 community theaters in town.
We haven't covered much, but we've covered all we're going to today.
That's right. So get on out there and see one of these lovely shows in San Diego County, and we'll be back with you in 2 weeks.
This has been Follow Spot, a podcast service of San Diego Theater Scene Incorporated, a nonprofit organization for the arts in San Diego, California. We invite you to visit our website, sdtheaterscene.com, for current comprehensive news and information about performance activities in San Diego County. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to your being with us again soon.